Oh my God, I said. Molly, I don't know if I can do that. You're 16. 17, she said, with sparks of indignation and another thick S. Whatever, I said. You're a juvenile. You should call your parents. No, she said, something near panic in her voice. Harry, please. I can't call them. Why not? Because I only get the one phone call and I used it to call you. Actually, I don't think that's exactly how it works, Molly. I sighed. In fact, I'm surprised that I frowned, thinking, you lied about your age. If I hadn't, Mom and Dad would be here already, she said. Harry, please. Look, there's a lot of trouble at home right now. I can't explain it here, but if you'll come get me, I swear I'll tell you all about it. I sighed again. I don't know, Molly. Please, she said. It's just this once, and I'll pay you back, and I'll never ask something like this of you again, I promise. Molly had long since earned her PhD in wheedling. She managed to sound vulnerable and hopeful and sad and desperate and sweet all at the same time. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't need half that much effort to wrap her father around a finger. Her mother, Charity, was probably a different story, though. I sighed. Why me? I asked. I hadn't been talking to Molly, but she answered. I couldn't think who else to call, she said. I need your help. I'll call your dad. I'll come down with him.
Please, no,
she said quietly, and I didn't think she was feigning the quiet desperation in her voice.
Please.
Why fight the inevitable? I've always been a sucker for ye old damsel in distress. Maybe not as big a sucker now as I had been in the past, but the insanity did not seem much less potent than it had always been. All right, I said. Where? She gave me the location of one of the precincts not too far from my apartment. I'm coming, I told her. And this is the deal. I'll listen to what you have to say. If I don't like it, I'm going to your parents.
But you don't,
Molly, I said, and I felt my voice harden. You're already asking me for a lot more than I feel comfortable with. I'll come down there to get you. You tell me what's up. After that, I make the call and you abide by it. But this isn't a negotiation, I said. Do you want my help or not? There was a long pause, and she made a frustrated little sound. All right, she said. After a beat, she hurried to add, and thank you. Yeah, I said, and eyed the candles and incense and thought about all the time I'd thrown away. I'll be along within the hour. I would have to call a cab. It wasn't the most heroic way to ride to the rescue, but walkers can't be choosers. I got up to dress and told Mouse, I'm a sucker for a pretty face. When I came out of the bedroom in clean clothes, Mouse was sitting hopefully by the door. He batted a paw at his leash, which hung over the doorknob. I snorted and said, you ain't pretty for a face. But I clipped the leash to his collar and called for a cab.